Hi everybody. Shaista here with my name is S, and today I am kind of excited or maybe in a little bit of a good weird mood, but I'm excited to say I have Crohn's disease. Thanks for listening. I'm really excited about this episode today. Because it's not only one do I feel really good mentally, not necessarily physically. I have to still share that news that I referred to in my previous episode. But I feel happy in so many ways right now, and I have been the last couple of days. And at first, I thought it was, just the timing of caffeine kicks and just feeling really good. But I haven't had a ton of caffeine this morning, very little actually, and I still feel really good. So I'm excited to one do today's episode based on the topic because I'm really excited about sharing this information. So I'm just gonna get right into it, and here we go. If I, was a better podcaster, this is when I would cue some music. So, you get all hyped up and excited to hear the topic, but I'm not there yet. So, unfortunately, it's all my voice that you get to hear. Here we go. So, today's topic, is how to enjoy when you have to go a little more than you might already be experiencing. There are a few things that I have added to my world of going that I feel like has just really turned around how I experience my illness. Part of having Crohn's disease is, for me, is having to go to the washroom often, sometimes, urgently sometimes. But the biggest thing as it relates to bowel movements, I feel like that's such a taboo word, but anyway, I said it, so there. The biggest issue with Crohn's disease and bowel movements for me is that when I go to the washroom, it's very painful. It hurts my stomach so much. It's just such a awful experience. And then if you have to do that, or I go to the washroom more than one time a day, so then every time I have to go, I dread it. And it takes a lot of mental energy away from me. And I did a few things that I really feel like reclaimed that mental energy, and just kind of recreating the experience as a whole. So I'm going to talk about some of the things that I've done to set myself up for the most positive experience. The pain doesn't change, the frequency doesn't change, but mentally, how I experience that is what has changed. And I will tell you that it has been amazing for me. I have had such a positive experience from this, from these changes. So I'm really excited to share it with you guys. So, again, as a recap, these are the things that I have done to enjoy the experience of going to the washroom and being in the washroom because of Crohn's disease. So, one of the things that I find has helped me the most is the type of scent or smell that is in the washroom. So often, washrooms are not like described as a place of being inviting, and it kind of sounds weird, but the scent can really play a part in how you experience just that room in general. So if you have, negatively associated the bathroom because of the experiences that you have in the washroom, then just in general, like walking past it or being in the area or when you have to go, those negative associations are going to be with you. So studies have shown scent really does help with people's mental connections and positivity. So there are scents that will trigger certain reactions in your brain, which help build more positive associations if the scents are pleasant, and then negative associations if the scents are unpleasant for you. So when I did two things to my washroom that I use most frequently, which is I got a small diffuser in which I put essential oils in, and I changed the soap that I purchase. Sorry, the soap that I use after I wash, go to the washroom and wash my hands, to both have pleasant scents. Yes, this costs a little bit of money, but in all honesty, it is just a little bit of money. Got the diffuser for about $10. You can get some really good ones at Winners for as cheap as 12 the last time I looked. Also $7.99, I believe. And then changing up your soap. Winners, again, is really great for a variety of scented soaps, and ones that also are antibacterial and all that. So a good range, and you don't have to spend a ton of money. You have to buy soap as it is, but it is a bit of an investment to buy something that's a little bit nicer in scent, for example, than say if you buy in bulk. But anyways, Winners is really good for that, I found. And what changing the scent did for me was when I walk into the washroom, or even when I walk past my washroom, I get a pleasant smell because, one, if someone's just recently gone to the washroom and they washed their hands, that scent of the soap still lingers. So it's a very pleasant scent, and it's not like, it's not foul and you turn your nose away from it. But having the diffuser, and it's small, so it doesn't take up a lot of space. It just sits like literally on top of my floating sink. The essential oils being natural, even just them sitting in the diffuser, you can smell the oils even when the diffuser's not on. Which is one good for the your electricity bill and just not wasting electricity. But again, it adds to keeping a pleasant scent in that space at all times. And you have little effort maintenance to do with that. And what I found to be one of the biggest bonuses or benefits of having positive scents, such as the essential oils, is that when I have to go, the moment I step foot in that washroom, I get a pleasant experience. My nose smells nice scents, and I'm not even kidding you. Immediately, I feel differently. I'm a little bit calmer, a little bit more relaxed, and really, those little wins do go a long way for me. So I'm not dreading every single time I go into the washroom, like the whole experience. It's almost like being comforted. It's like, this is a little bit of an extreme example, but it's almost like someone, like when I open the door, someone's like saying, "You got this." And I can kind of manage as I have to experience whatever I experience in that moment. Really good research showing positive experiences to scent. But then, just doing something quote unquote nice for yourself and your nose, really and truly, When you do enter the bathroom and you are in the washroom. And then once I'm in the washroom, like when I get in, pressing the on button on the diffuser is super easy and super quick. And so then the diffuser is going while I'm in the washroom, which gives just that extra burst of positive scent. And again, for me, it really does just calm and relax me a little bit. So the stress that I'm feeling because of the pain, I'm distracted because I'm smelling something kind of nice, and the diffuser makes like a little bit of a noise, which is also a pleasant distraction from, what pain I'm kind of experiencing. So I highly recommend thinking about what scents you like, and implementing some positive smells into your washroom. I personally don't find candles to really help. They can be a little bit of extra work, especially if you have to light more than one. The air fresheners that you kind of can put on top of your toilet top and pull up, and it has like an air freshener. I don't like the artificial chemical-y types of smells, and not by research because I haven't looked into it, but someone told me that those chemical scents are actually bad for you. So you might not necessarily get the type of response that you're hoping to achieve, depending on what you kind of react to. I did play with a lot of different scents and how they've are available. So I recommend that if you do try this, it might be a little bit of trial and error, but I do think that you will find something that you like, and it will make a positive difference in when you have to go. And I think it's for anyone who goes to the washroom, which is everybody in the world. It's not necessarily for people who have IBD. Okay, moving on. This second thing that I did to kind of change up how I feel when I am about to go to the washroom or I'm in the washroom is making sure my washroom's stocked with a lot of toilet paper. TP, as I often say for short, and a lot of people do. And the reason for this is, again, mentally, I like when I go into a washroom, regardless of which washroom it is, I always look to see how much toilet paper is in the stall or in the washroom, if whatever. And if there isn't an amount that I find comfortable, immediately I start to have anxiety. And for people, especially who have IBD, this I've heard is a very common thing people are anxious about, because if you run out of TP or your whatever, there's so much anxiety around that, which will make the experience of going to the washroom even more stressful, and your body will internalize that anxiety, and it can be actually more painful to go to the washroom physically if you are carrying a lot of anxiety. So one of the things I've done is to ensure that I feel comfortable with the amount of toilet paper that is in the washroom at all times. It's super easy to replenish toilet paper. It's not a lot of work to do. And so that way, again, right when I enter the washroom, one, I'm greeted with a very positive scent. So I'm having a positive experience from that front. And then visually, I'm experiencing something positive because I can see that there's enough toilet paper for me, and I don't have to be anxious about running out at any point. So, I really like, I feel like I benefited from adding that to my washroom. The third thing that I've done is decorated my bathroom a little bit. So I used to kind of think that decorating a washroom was almost just like, you decorate any space, so a washroom should be just lightly decorated. But how I've decorated my bathroom, specific to me enjoying going to the washroom, is by adding things that are calming for me visually, so I'm creating a space that is quote unquote inviting, that is more comfortable, and that naturally is calming for me, and often can be for other people. So I bought a plastic terrarium, so it's not real plants, but I wanted to make sure I had this that green that you get in plants, that really nice green color in my washroom, because when you see plants and you see green and you think nature, I do anyway, and immediately that calms me. Nature calms me as a person. So adding the green and it being in a plant form immediately does that for me. And I incorporated some blues. So my bath mat is blue, and I have a painting of nature that has blue and white in it. So just kind of like the visuals I'm surrounding myself with are all kind of nature oriented in some fashion. Shower curtains brown, and I have a gold a soap and lotion dispenser. And so just those colors are warm and earthy. Again, so just tying all back to nature for someone like myself who responds well and finds nature to be calming. I enjoy the space so much more. I don't dread being there, even if it means to do my makeup or whatever. It's not the bathroom of shame for me anymore. And I don't know how, if people kind of have their go-to washroom and it's like, that's the bad washroom. Yeah, that's not the case for me anymore. And I really enjoy being in that space. And I feel like those visuals have made a positive difference in just going to the washroom as a whole. And then two things that I would say just helped in terms of going, I guess, or being on the toilet. One is making sure that, sorry, not making sure. Someone had told me that if you put a little bit of toilet paper in the bowl, like on top of the water, if you think that the bowel movement you are going to have might need, might, okay, I'm going to just say it. If it's going to be a splashy one, having toilet paper in the water will kind of help with that. And I found this out way too late in my Crohn's career. And for everyone and anyone, Crohn's, IBD, or otherwise, like someone, the person who told me this doesn't have IBD, and they weren't even talking to me. They were like talking with their boys. And I was like, oh my gosh, this like genius. And I tried it, and it's so fantastic. So you can apply it in any washroom really that you go to that is water-based toilet. And I would highly recommend that you watch how much you're putting in to the toilet, because you do not want to over TP, because you can clog the toilet. And especially if you're doing it in a toilet that you're unfamiliar with, you don't really know how powerful that toilet is. One of my all-time biggest fears in life, even more than spiders, is flushing the toilet and the water coming up instead of going down. Like, I just, it's such a big, excuse me, fear of mine. So just keep that in mind, not to overline it. If you break through that lining, which I assume at some point you're going to have to, or you will, you can always reline, and or double flush is huge. Double flushing, like, feel free to flush as you need to kind of help with the anxiety if you have this anxiety of the toilet not flushing. So yeah, line the waters a little bit. And for me, that has taken away a lot of anxiety. I don't want to guess, as I'm coming to the washroom, am I going to need to line the toilet? Or am I going to need to line the toilet? Am I not? I just do it every time as a precaution. And then, it's just such a little amount that if I don't need it, then no worries. And if I did, well, I'm glad I did and I didn't have to worry about it and, add more anxiety to the experience. So, one of the last things that I did that I recommend. Oh, actually, there's two. I'm sorry. I don't know how to read. One of the other things I recommend in terms of just kind of making a really positive space for yourself in the washroom is to clean and keep clean the toilet and the sink. I know that this might be kind of a given, and maybe it's not, but I do find, and research has shown that cleanliness provides positive experiences, like kind of like in talking about the decor and the scent, knowing the space that you are going to the washroom in is clean will take away anxiety that your body just naturally is feeling. And so what I do is I make sure the toilet itself is like pristine. And I don't like calling the toilet the throne because that's not what I want to rule from. Like, I'm going to rule from a really nice chair. Like, so I'm not thinking that the toilet's the throne, but I definitely keep it very clean. And that's kind of like all over. Sometimes, dust accumulates on the sides of the toilet, like near the ground. That's just not something for me because to me that incites a little bit of anxiety because it's quote unquote dirt or dirty. So for me, I clean just like the side of the bowl, inside the bowl, the seat, underneath the seat. But the one thing that I highly recommend for just every household is taking a disinfectant. I use Pine Sol. I take a square of TP and put the disinfectant on the TP square, and I fold it over the toilet handle. So there's no overlap, and I just swipe the handle with the disinfectant TP and then throw that like in the trash or in the toilet to flush. I really think it's important to ensure that you disinfect the handle, especially if you live with someone else or multiple people. And ensuring that the handle, or if you have handles for the sink when you go wash your hands, that you disinfect that as well. It will just go a long way in your overall health, especially if you go to the washroom often or the washroom is being used often. There's just so many germs, and germs is a negative association to the washroom and to just, experiences generally. Just eliminate those negative experiences. Like, that's really the goal here, to eliminate things that you find to cause you anxiety or that's negative for you in that washroom space, and just kind of make some little changes. Cleaning the washroom once a week takes 5 minutes, and especially if you do it that often, it's just super, super quick. And for me, again, just goes such a long way in how I experience going to the washroom. So keeping that in mind, I also like to use Pine Sol because it has the pleasant scent. So, those things kind of go hand in hand, and I associate that scent with clean. And then I have that also olfactory connection to something positive. Okay, last one. Try to, maybe if this works for you, try to save something that you really enjoy reading or playing on your phone for the washroom. Now, I've kind of struggled with this a little bit because taking things into the washroom previously for me was very negative because I thought the washrooms, well, like washrooms are just so dirty and like you don't want to take nice things into the washroom because then automatically they're going to get dirty. Well, especially after kind of implementing some of these things, I really enjoy my washroom space and just knowing that I'm keeping it more clean, I kind of don't stress about the washroom being as germy because I don't think it is that germy. So a book that you really like or a game on your phone that you really like, reserve that for your washroom time only. So you are kind of quote unquote excited to go to the washroom. And it's also a distractor for you, especially if when you are in the washroom, it is painful for you or it's very stressful. Distracting your brain and focusing yourself on something else will go a long way. I really do believe that. It has worked for me. But what I recommend is cleaning your phone often. If you do take your phone into the washroom with you, germs are just everywhere generally. And so keeping your phone clean, especially if you're taking it into the washroom, will go a long way. And just you being healthy overall and not carrying around a ton of bacteria. And if it's a book, I usually buy paperbacks so that I can take the back off and go into the washroom and clean the book itself with disinfectant, the back and front covers. And then to be able to put the cover, the actual paper cover, back onto the book for, regular use or whatever. For me, that makes things a lot easier and I'm more calm. Or if it's not a paperback, it's a book that I can kind of clean up and disinfect with like a spray or whatever, front and back. And I, to be honest, like I found that to be one of the best things to not only distract myself, but to feel kind of excited, like, oh my God, I get to read my book. I gotta go. And when I was, after my baby was born, immediately coming home from the hospital, I was averaging like 10 washroom visits a day. So, a book that I really enjoyed reading really like got me through that, and it just helped me mentally. And then it was almost like a recharge for myself to once I came out of the washroom that I didn't feel so beat up. I didn't feel like I had just lost a war. And I know it's really weird maybe to hear how I'm comparing the experience of going to the washroom, especially if your experiences are just so far off from what I'm saying. But as someone with Crohn's disease, like going to the washroom is a nightmare. Like it's just so awful of an experience, especially in terms of the pain. Doing these things that are positive and promote positivity and reinforce positivity have gone such a long way for me. And I really hope that if you're listening to this, that whether you have IBD or not, that you feel like, hey, I can do some of these things because maybe it's not every time that I go to the washroom that I have anxiety, but it would be nice to have a nicer space and to take care and pride of the room where you do some business, right? Like every room that in your house will have associations, and I think that every room in your home should be positive associations as much as possible. And I think these are some things that anyone can do to do that. And for people with IBD, I really, really hope that some of these things help reduce the anxiety that you might have in going to the washroom. And at the very least, enjoying your experience, when you gotta go. Thanks so much for listening again. That's half an hour of your time. So I'll leave it there and hope to catch you again. My name is S, and I have Crohn's.